Hey, it's Canzano. I appreciate you making this podcast part of your day. Make sure you subscribe if you want more and leave us some feedback. Away we go.
Initialize sequence.
Welcome to The Baldcast, a production of John Canzano's Bald-Faced Truth. B-F-F-T. Now, presented by High Caliber Millwrights, live from Los Angeles, site of Pac-12 Media Days, here's John Canzano with the bald-faced truth.
Pac-12 Media Day continues. I was really excited this morning to talk with Kayvon Thibodeau. He's got a name, image, likeness endorsement deal with Tinker Hatfield and Phil Knight that paid him $100,000. I'm going to ask him about NFTs. Help us understand that. He was walking around with his championship rings, his Pac-12 title rings. I asked him about that in the interview. Here is my discussion with the face of the franchise, Kayvon Thibodeau, Oregon defensive lineman. All right, he's here. He's got his rings out. I love it. I want to see what he's wearing. KT, Kayvon Thibodeau, where he's got three of the biggest rings I've ever seen. Now, let's go through these rings. What are they, KT?
I got the Pac-12 championship from 2019. I got the Pac-12 championship from 2020. And I got the Rose Bowl from 2019.
All right, so you're going to get some grief from the Washington crowd. Who
already did.
Yeah, are they letting you know that? What did you say to them? They'll say, oh, you didn't have to play Washington. What do you say to that?
Well, we knew at the beginning of the season that, you know, whoever followed protocol the best would come out victorious, and, you know, that rang true at the end of the day. So
I think that should have been part of the deal too. If you can't play, like, that's on your program.
That's it.
NFTs. Help me understand what an non-fungible token is.
So I look at a non-fungible token as a digital baseball card. So what we made was a piece of art created by Tinker Hatfield that was, you can check it out on my Instagram and Twitter at Kayvon Thibodeau. They're basically a baseball card that I am able to sell and, you know, use royalties from once, you know, someone else sells it, but they can be sold, traded, bought. They're to capture a moment.
Right, and so the latest, the one that Oregon or Tinker Hatfield and Phil Knight are that partnered with you on is, so if I, let's say I buy one of these, what am I getting?
You're getting a digital graph or picture of this piece of art, and you own it, right? So anybody, the way it was explained to me is that anybody can screenshot it, anybody can do whatever, but you actually own the moment. So like NBA Top Shot has a lot of it. Sometimes they're moving videos, sometimes there's pictures, sometimes they're, you know, they can be anything you want them to be. But with that, you can kind of do whatever you want with it.
What did you collect as a kid?
What did I collect? I collected toy soldiers, which is actually funny. Like, there's a lot of different types of toy soldiers that, you know, are different, but that was kind of like mine. I had hundreds of them.
Yeah. So what are we talking about? Toy soldiers. What is,
like, you know, the green, like, if you've ever seen Toy Story, the green.
The little guy.
Yeah. So you could set them up. And, I always use my imagination to set them up like I was going to war. And, like, you know, you have different guys in different positions.
Yeah.
And they all, some people have different weapons, different, like, sometimes they're, like, you know, melee weapons or whatever you call them. And, you know, sometimes they're rocket launchers. Sometimes they're.
What's it been like for you? Because there's been a lot of talk about you and the draft and, you know, where you go. Like, it's very easy to get ahead of yourself, isn't it? So how do you stay in this moment?
Realizing that those are all predictions, and predictions mean nothing without the work and, like, you know, everything that goes into it. So, like, realizing that, like, if you want to be successful, you have to kind of break it down and see what that actually means.
There, you know, you walked in the room and some of the other offensive linemen looked over. They said he's as big as an offensive lineman. But you don't move like an offensive lineman. Like, so your whole life growing up, people have been talking to you about the NFL for how many years? Like, when did that enter your brain?
I mean, some people have always seen it. Some people didn't see it until high school. Some people didn't see it until college. But I don't think it didn't really enter my brain until probably like my last couple years of high school.
Yeah, and you get in that mindset. Was that, you know, the joy of the game versus what you're born to do? Like, sometimes we see a guy who's born 7 feet tall and he goes, well, I want to be a dentist, but he's 7 feet tall. But how much joy do you have in playing football?
I think the joy now to me is in the process. The joy is in winning. The joy is in understanding the game and kind of unlocking the the unknowns of the game. You know, as you go into it, as you, you know, start to play it more, you start to realize certain things. It's like life. You know, once you got more experience, you can kind of understand how to navigate it and make it work to your advantage.
Mario Cristobal was saying he gets to the office at 4:30 in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning sometimes.
That's the truth.
I told him, you know, I'm glad he went and caught a fish. He caught a salmon this summer with his kid. Like, I don't want him to burn out. How does a guy like that avoid burnout?
Like Cristobal?
Yeah.
Just resorting back to what he loves and doing it, you know, why he's doing it, his why, you know. I feel like he's a real competitor. He played O-line, so he really knows how it is. And I think he likes the team aspect. He likes realizing that we all depend on him. And he likes coming through. So, you know, for him to do what he does, you know, hats off to him.
You're going to need help around you because the offenses are going to give you a lot of attention. So who on that defense helps KT?
You got Mace Funa, Brandon Dorlis, Popo Aumavwe, Keonware Hudson. You got Adrian Jackson. I mean, we got a lot of guys like that are really ready to play in their season, and you know it's time.
Kayvon Thibodeaux is our guest, Oregon defensive star and the most heralded player in the Pac-12. I should point out we're in Hollywood. What movie? Like, give me your go-to movie that you've watched more than any other movie.
Probably Friday by Ice Cube.
Yes.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Yes.
I have a time being from L.A.
I love that.
You know, growing up, I've watched it. I know all the words.
Yeah.
All three of them.
Yep. That's such a classic movie and the lines in the movie. Who's playing you in the movie if we're making one?
If we're making one?
Making a movie.
Who's playing me now or back then?
Doesn't matter.
Probably Denzel.
Yeah?
Yeah, Denzel can play me. I'm very different. I feel like Denzel can – he has a wide range of what he can do. Either Denzel or The Rock.
Yeah.
I say The Rock because, you know, we got the same size arms and, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes they mistake us.
Do you feel like you get to be a normal student, or is football so much part of your life that, you know, is there part of you that you're not, you know, you're a football player and you're a student?
I feel like, yeah, they make it as so as that football comes first, but I've kind of been able to understand that, you know, education is what going to help me fuel football, not only fuel football, but fuel my life after football. So I've done a great job just focusing on, you know, I graduate, I got 9 credits left coming into the season. I graduate in December. I've done it in 3 years. You know, I've used all of my resources to basically get to, you know, where I want to be.
That is really cool. And I think that, you know, so what happens after that? Like, obviously you'll focus on football, but do you will you miss the classwork at all?
No.
I didn't miss it.
I won't miss the classwork, but I'll miss the camaraderie of being in class and learning together and being in a learning environment. But I don't think that ever ends. I feel like there'll just be different type of learning environments, really smaller. But, you know, now we'll be able to focus on what I really want to do in life and how can I get there. And, you know, I'll be in the rooms with people who are doing what I want to do.
At the end of this radio show, I'll go back through and I'll listen to the things that I did. And I'm mostly focused on the things I did wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You watch tape. Mm-hmm. Are you watching what you did right or watching what you did wrong?
We don't even watch the plays that we do right. You know, I mean, I'd never go back. That's what the highlights are for. That's what the media's for. You know, they create all the things that you do right. But I realize when the NFL comes, they're only going to look at the things you've done wrong. So that's what I'm really trying to focus on.
Kayvon Thibodeaux, our guest, University of Oregon. All right, you'll get Fresno State in the opener. How good will that feel to run out onto the field with fans and a football team? And, hey, it's kind of normal, right? We're all hoping, knock on wood.
It'll be a blessing. I mean, we haven't done it. It's been a year or so since we've done it. And, you know, a lot of guys on my team haven't even seen what it's like to play with fans, to play in the stadium, to play with teams. And, you know, so this will be a great chance to really show we got it, show we've been, you know, working on in fall camp.
College football is changing, and you're in the middle of it. What's that feel like to see kind of, you know, players getting compensation and, you know, teams jumping around? Like, it's a weird time.
I think it's a blessing. I know the team thing, I didn't really get into that. I don't really know how that's going to go as far as the leagues. But just as far as the NIL and the opportunity to make money, I feel like this is a great chance for guys to promote themselves as professionals and a great opportunity for them to kind of understand how money really works. And, you know, now I feel like there's going to be a lot less guys with, you know, by the time they get to the league, they're not just blowing their money. They know what to do with it. They know how to use it. They know how to grow it and make it work for them. So, yeah, I feel like it's a good opportunity.
You know, you were recruited, and it was a very public recruitment. I've watched guys since then go through it. Did you enjoy that process of being recruited, or was it, when it was over, was it a relief?
It was a relief once it was over, but, I mean, I liked it in the beginning. You know, it just gets tiresome. It's the same old, every time. But, you know, just being able to really, by the fifth meeting, I knew what questions to ask and I knew what to look for in coaches and in the process. So, that, you know, that's kind of the same thing we're doing now, just knowing, you know, going through it and kind of learning what questions you need to ask.
You've grown up with social media, and I think it's an advantage for kids who, like, you know, your first phone, you were right in it. Like, how do you manage that, and what do you have to be mindful of?
Perception is reality. So, you know, as I said, a picture speaks a thousand words. So just understanding that what the person that you are on social media is the person that everyone's going to perceive you to be in real life. So, you know, try to take that with heed and really carry that into who you are and who you want to be.
Do you check your mentions, or do you just kind of tweet?
I'm a guy. My problem is I like to hear what everyone has to say. So yeah. I read it, but I don't really acknowledge it. I like to read the good and the bad just for fun. It's all entertainment to me.
Yeah, because if you acknowledge it, you're pulling them up on the stage with you.
Exactly. And honestly, opinions, it's like we can argue opinions all day, but, you know, I don't want to change them. I just want to see what you have to say. So, I look at it as entertainment.
You're going
to
get a big challenge as a team in week two. Well, you'll get a personal challenge. You get some guys that are going to play in the NFL throughout the Pac-12, but in that Ohio State game, is there a danger in looking to that game too much, talking too much about that game, even as I bring it up?
I don't think there's a danger. I think there's an understanding of what we have to do. And like I was saying before, like, the game isn't won on game day. It's won in the preparation put in. So, you know, we got to focus on fall camp and really, you know, even Fresno State, you know, just coming up and realizing what we have to do now to set ourselves up for later.
Kayvon Thibodeau and his championship rings. Thank you, man. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
That's my conversation with the Oregon Ducks defensive lineman, the possible Pac-12 player of the year in the defensive side of the ball, high draft pick. Good stuff with Thibodeau. Jaden Grant, Oregon State defensive back, might have given the best interview of the morning. And I want you to hear Brian Grant and Gina's son talk about his parents, talk about being one of the old guys in the program, talk even about, you know...
We interrupt this broadcast with a special announcement from the Bald Face Truth.
Sorry to interrupt the podcast, but if you want to listen to more of the Bald Face Truth radio show, including more of this segment that you're listening to, make sure you subscribe on SoundCloud and iTunes to the Bald Face Truth radio show. Thanks for listening.